All right. We're going to give him a moment off. Let's try and put you in stitches, too.
I'm ready to give you a report after.
Oh, okay. I'm Rabbi Eichner. Hamotzi Mishus HaYochid. We are on the Gimel Amud Aleph, which is on 3, 6, 9, 12 lines on the top. 10 lines on the top, sorry. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hamotzi Mishus HaYochid Lishus HaRabin, they're a Carmelis. So he takes Mishus HaYochid to Lishus HaRabin through a Carmelis Chayev. That's Chayev. And of course, this is the same as the Babli. You go from Rishus Rabin to Rishus HaYochid, even though you go through a Carmelis, since you do not stop in the Carmelis, so therefore you're Chayev. Now, Minamotzi Lachrov. How do we know this is true? Because if you carry something behind you, you're Chayev as well. What do you mean if you carry something behind you? Minado, from the following case. If you have in mind to carry something in front of you, this case is, of course, brought to you with Bavli. You have in mind to take something in front of you, and it goes behind you, you're potter. Why? Because that's you want it to carry it a better way, and you can't less go away. So, p'tur melech machsheves. Lachov ubo lo lefon of chayiv. If you carried behind yourself, you want to carry behind yourself, and it came in front of you, right, instead of carrying the backpack in front, you carry it in front. So you're chayiv, because that's a better type of carrying. You're chayiv. Now, although the Yerushalmi doesn't mention it, of course, the same thing is true. It's true if you intend to carry behind yourself, and carry it behind yourself. As the Yerushalmi, Vevshah Shulias, that Beinu Leben Koisel Karmelis, because it's not possible between him and the wall, there'll be a Karmelis, Chabaisai, an amazing Kiddush. Yerushalmi holds, we'll see it more explicitly later tonight at Dalet Amud Beis, that if I walk, here I am, let's say this is a street, here I am, middle of the Eden's Expressway, okay? And then here I am, and there's the wall. And between me and the wall is less than Dalet Amos. Between me and the wall is now Rishus HaYochid Araisa. I don't. I just know that because the Mashbi, or the Olam Farshim, you bring down that it's lay on Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to see that explicitly. I saw it lay on Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to get there. Okay? I don't know. I take it back. Now Rishus HaYochid, it's a Carmelis. I apologize. Not a Carmelis. It's a Carmelis. So the fact that I'm saying Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Rami, doesn't matter. As long as between me and the wall is less than 4 amos. So ask Yerushalmi, how is it possible that I always if I carry something on my back, that I'm potter, that I'm chayiv, excuse me. It very likely will happen that I walk within 4 amos of wall and I won't see. And I should be therefore always potter, misafek. That perhaps I walked in a way which between me and the wall they're going to be less than 4 amos. Now later, let me give you away a secret. On narrow streets, could be a wall, right? Well, if there's a wall nearby, that's what makes it. Now, the thing, right, well, invariably is going to be a wall somewhere. Now, the thing is, what we're going to see later on, although the Yerushalmi doesn't mention it, and the Yerushalmi obviously does not yet know this, what the Yerushalmi will later say is that's only when I'm facing the wall, not if I'm facing away from the wall. But I now, in essence, what happens is when I face the wall, or according to Ari Yerushalmi, even when I turn away from the wall, I am now becoming a wall. In other words, I'm now, but there's like its gravity, I guess one could say, an affinity between myself and the wall, which now makes an area between me and the wall Carmelis. So this is Rishus HaRabi on this side of me, and this is Rishus HaRabi on this side of me, but between me and the wall is Rishus HaRabi, this is Rishus HaRabi, this is Rishus HaRabi, between me and the wall is a Carmelis.
Wait, a similar concept about growing.
About Kilayim.
Yes.
Kilayim, right. You now have to grow between far the wall. Very good, you shall be type 2 still about this revelation. Go ahead. Right, you now have to count plant within 4 hours of the wall. Right. But this is the first one you should have on the CM for Seder Moed.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's only the person. It's not going to be the post. In other words, if there's a post here, stand mil shlusa rabim, that will not be shlusa yachid. See later on, maybe on top of the post, but the post itself doesn't create shlusa yachid. A karmel between itself and the wall. It's only the person, right? So there is something. It's only for the person and only the person himself. So it's kind of, there is some metaphysical element which makes it specifically a person, not a. Okay, so name it. So the Gemara has a kasha, right? Be'efshu shloyas beino lebeino koisel karmelis. It's not possible that between him and the wall is going to be a karmelis. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. He said no. Departed to about a case. Shoyu Panav Afucha Sakweso. He's looking constantly at the wall. Umasuo Bekach. A Masuo Lachorev. I'm sorry. His wool load is behind him. Uvekach Yotza Masuo Tchila. And in this way, literally, his load goes in front of him. Now, what it means is that his load goes in a way which is never going to be in within 4 hours of Sarabi, of the wall. Or he carries his load like this. So he's always looking and watching to make sure that the load is now within 4 hours of a wall. Okay? So ask the Gemara. What? Wow, that's interesting. Funny you should say that. So says the one, Rabbi Yechia Barava, boy, Kumarabi Yimona. This is not the way he carries stuff out. Amalisa said yes. She came kasvaya umna, expert porters. So I don't know, Raji Shiva, expert porters, I don't know. Expert porters, Avdi and Kane, they carry their loads like that. Okay, so the bottom line is that since when you carry derech achoyrav, your chayav, our havamina was that even he passed through a karmelis. Because derech achoyrav, very often you can pass through a karmelis. Why? Because you might have less than 4 hours between your load and the wall. The Ushami rejects that by saying that's possible. That the only time you carry chayav is you're carrying backwards, is if you're carrying behind yourself and looking constantly at the wall to make sure they're not going to come within 4 amos of it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Vaido Amrado. So if that's the case, which statement tells us this psak halacha that one is chayev for carrying through a karmelis from a shusran to a shusyachin via karmelis or vice versa? So it says the Gemara, the Ma Rabbi Acha Rabbi Maisha b'shem Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Acha Rabbi Maisha both said name Rabbi Yechonon Hamotzi Yochlim. Somebody takes out food. This we had in the Bavli recently. Hamotzi Yochlim and Noitzan Laskupa. You put them down on a threshold. Your potter, right? You go from the Shusay Rabim to Shusay Yochid via a threshold in the middle, so you're potter. Okay? So says the Gemara, Vaha, why you potter there? Askoipa lav karmelis. See, the Askoipa, isn't that a karmelis? So the reason why you potter there, the Gemara says, we know from the Bavli, is because you are nach. Because you stopped on the Askoipa. But had you not stopped on the Askoipa, you would have been take potter. Chayef. So therefore, the fact that you stop there is what makes you potter. That means that had you just walked straight through from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid via that scope, which is a karmelis, to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you would have been chayev. So therefore, we see from here that you have to stop in order to bring the karmelis into account. Otherwise, the karmelis does not break up the Maiseh Hotzah from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or vice versa.
So the point that you could even get closer to the wall before the as long as you don't stop.
That's true. No, the Ushami will agree with that. And Rabbi Yochanan will agree with that. It's just that the Ushami said it's no raya from the case where you're carrying behind you. In other words, we thought we could bring a raya from the case you're carrying behind you. Then if you go through a karmelis, you're potter. You're chayev. Excuse me, you go through karmelis, you're chayev. As long as you don't stop there. We reject it and we said no. Could be in that case you looked always at the wall to monitor that you didn't come within 4 amos of the wall. But you're right. Well, Maisa, if you do come within 4 amos of the wall and do not stop, you're still going to be chayev because it does not take into account. Rabbi Yisrael, you tried to bring the raya before from who tried to reject the raya actually from the case of the guy carrying behind himself, then maybe he's constantly aware that he's not getting within 4 amos of the wall. He was embarrassed, lo amra min garme, that he didn't for himself. Remember this raya from this case of Askoipa. In other words, he refuted the previous raya, but he forgot that there's an absolutely good raya from this case over here. Okay? Rabbeinu B'Shem Rav said, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, B'Zorek Shuchayav, even Ben Azai, who holds that when he was at Mahalik Koy Medami, that if you pass to a Carmelist, then the Carmelist is taking account, and you are potter, right, then it's, it breaks up the Maisotzar. Everybody agrees when you throw that you're Chayav. If you throw from a Shusran to a Shusriyog to a Carmelist, you're Chayav. We hold that way. It's Bavli too. No, Kutuk Mishnu Gadam is Shusaram Shusayochin, not a Carmelist. Not a Carmelist. Rishusayochid, and with it, Shusayochid, or Rishusram within 3 Tvachim of the ground, but not through a Carmelist. I think, if I recall correctly. Yeah. It's here too. Now we're going to have the Yerushalmi momentarily also. It's on Daf Dalet in the Bavli, I think. The Malchus Koimed Lavko Shab Batavov. Here, it's on the side of him. So it's Shash Tavov. Malchus Koimed Ben Azai is brought down there. No, it's on Tavov. It's towards the beginning of the Bavli. I remember that. Okay? This is the advantage of learning Shabbos right after Yerushalmi, right after. It's, everything is fresh. Okay. Says Gemara, Ravuna B'Shem Rav said, HaKol Moedim B'Zorek Shu Chayev, Divir HaKol. Everybody agrees this. She'ein Avir Karmelis Kima Moshe. He's coming to Bavor and to preclude the question you just asked me. Avir Karmelis is not like Mamish. With the pass through the Karmelis is not, we don't say Klutu K'mishun Chodayim, it's in the rest of the ground. Ma'pligin, so that's obvious. We all agree about that. Ma'pligin, where's the Ma'chlegis B'moitzi? When you carry something out through a Carmelist, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, be a Carmelist, or vice versa. Rabbi Ben Azai points to Ben Azai exempt because Ben Azai holds Mahalik Koy Metami. Even though you're walking, it's still as if you're standing still. Because since you're walking, it's not as if you're standing still. Boy, this is bothering you.
I
see. I don't remember who says it.
What triggers it?
No, it's not difficult. I don't remember who says it, but somebody says that it's not true if you're running. Because sports fan as you are, you know, if somebody's running, then both feet are off the ground. But Mahal Koimedami, Mahal means specifically 1 foot is on the ground every time. So when a foot is on the ground, that's considered to be Hanacha. Okay? It has to be that each foot as it's on the ground is considered to be Munach. That's what the Mahal Ben Azai holds. Okay, that's why Zorek also, even Ben Azai reads by Zorek, that it don't take Karmelis into account. Because again, there has to be something on the ground in order to be considered to be Munach. Okay, Rabbanan love the Malchim Minyach. Rabbanan don't say Malch is like Minyach. That's if you're staying in that place. It's not possible to conceive of the chiyuv of carrying Arba Amos Shusa Rabim. How can you ever get to the end of 4 amos? Each step is a separate step, right? Became a chotzi and nasik mishenicho kolamba amamo. Once you started carrying it, so zanoch and each and every amo. V'a potter, shmi potter, skukasha, right? Shami leaves it shmer. Says more further. That's it. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav. Hakol moedim kimoitzi b'moti shu potter. Everybody agrees, he argues with Ravuna. He says, no, everybody agrees that Motzi is potter. Even Chachomi can see the Ben Azai on that. That if you go from Meshusa Rabbi to Meshusa Yochid via Carmelist, even in stop at the Carmelist, you're exempt. Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, even Chachomi. B'maplikin, where's the machlokes? B'zoichik. The machlokes is when you throw it. The Benazai Poiter. Benazai says you're exempt. The Chachoim Mechaim, Chachoim Sir Chayv. Benazai Ovid Avi Karmelis Kima Moshe. Benazai says the airspace of a Karmelis is like Mamoshes. You throw through a Karmelis, you're throwing through it's as if it's landing there. Rabbanan lo avdi avir karmelis kama moshe. Rabbanan don't make the avir karmelis like mamoshes. They don't regard it that way. Rabbanan lo avdi avir karmelis kama moshe. The rabbanan don't make. Oh, I just said that. It's not a kasha. Rabbanan lo avdi avir karmelis kama moshe. I'm sorry, I went back. Masisa Messiah de l'deni masisa Messiah de. There's a brisa which is right for each one. Well, actually, there are two brises. One, each one arrived for one of the sides. Masnisa misayle Ravuna. Now, of course, this being the Yerushalmi, that's a typo. Masnisa misayle Rav Yehuda, it should be. There's a brisa which arrived for Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda says, they all agree that if you're moiti through a karmelis, you're potter. The machlokas is when you threw it through, right? The chacham says you're chayim, and Benazir says you're butter. What's the right Rav Yehuda? Hayomim shusarabim. If you stood shusarabim, v'zorak ledil, and you threw into a pasture, olasar, or to some sort of other enclosure for animals, der karmelis, through a karmelis, you're chayim. Okay, so you threw for Shusra and the Shusra through a Karmel, it's your Chayev. The Moiti Potter. But if you're Moiti, if you actually walk it through from the Shusra Rami to the Shusra to a Karmel, it's your Potter. That's even like Rabbanon. So it's even like Rabbanon, if you walk it through your Potter, you're only Chayev if you throw it. That's a Raya for Rab Yehuda. Masnisa Messiah land sure should be Masnisa Messiah Rav Huna. We have a price that's right for Rav Huna. What's a price that's right for Rav Huna? If somebody takes that food, and puts them on a threshold, whether he takes them out himself or somebody else takes them out, Potter, so they're exempt. Why? Shlosog melachtam vasachas. Melacha was one not done in one fell swoop. Haimasa melachtam vasachas, but you did the melacha in one fell swoop. It sounds like you're chayev. Even though you're moti from an Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, via karmelis, the karmelis is only taken into account if you stop there. So it's clear from this that this price holds like Rav Huna, they're going to Rabbanan by moti. As long as you do not stop, the karmas is not taken into account. So mahalich lav koy medami. Rabbanan do agree that if you walk through, Rabbanan don't agree. Rabbanan do not concede that if you walk through your exempt, you have to actually come to a full stop or do anocha in the karmas in order for the karmas to be taken into account. Okay? Benazai Omar, Benazai says, afilo samlachto vasachas, potter. Even if you did the melacha in one fell swoop, you're potter, because of course Benazai holds, malach is, even if you're walking, it's if you stood still, and therefore the karma is always taken into account. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Vatinan, didn't we learn? Rabbi Meir says, imoisa Shabbos votzio. We're talking about a guy who's eating, you know, chaylev neser pigel burger, right? How many things is chayev in that case? We had this just before we paid some vacation. So Benazi says, if you lost, I'm sorry, skip back. But here, I may or may not say Shabbos Votzio. It was Shabbos and he was walking outside, strolling along, munching on the Isser burger. So then, Votzio, and he took it out. He's chayev an additional Isser because of Votzio. Amrulo, so they said to Rabbi Meir, Eino Hashem. This doesn't count. It's not one of the things you're talking about. Why not? What's the difference? Because one is chayiv even when he's walking. Meaning, the chelenos or pigel burger is chayiv on even when he's walking. He doesn't have to anoch be chayiv on that. Whereas, v'zeh chayiv mishumeniach. The reason why you're chayiv on putting it down, reason chayv on the object, which as a born, B-O-R-N-E, object, is only because of anocha. Okay? Because it has to be munach in order to be chayv. Now, I happen to be going to talk about this later on in more detail. Hanachas piv is kanachas chayfas. Right? Swallowing it is as if you're doing hanacha. But the bottom line is you need hanacha, it's not enough to chew. Okay? So, I'll daitid ravuna gloka benazai. According to ravuna, this is not like benazai. Why? Because benazai holds, even if you don't do hanacha. Just walking with the object in your mouth, you already consider it to be chayev, right? Al taitei, the Rabbi Yehuda, the local Menaze, the local Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's neither like Menaze nor like Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, and even Rabbanan agree that Mahalik is called Medami. The only Machlokus was by Zvika, whether Zorik is called Medami or not. But everybody agreed that Mahalik is called Medami by walking. So therefore, this is not going like anybody, right? Who's it going like? The local Menaze, the local Rabbanan. Or Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina says, interesting answer. Manu, Omru Lechachomim, who are the Omru Lechachomim? Who are the Omru Lechachomim? It should be Mao Omru Lechachomim, Shein Keshitas Benaze. It's Chachomim, who are like the Shita of Benaze. Now, this is a very difficult line to translate. Let's look at the Korban Eidah, Korban Eidah's translation. In the eighth from last line on the page. See that? In the Korban Eidah. Gavin?
7 lines from the bottom?
No, 8. Beginning of the line, it's Manu. Manu Om Lechon Shidus Benazai. Klomer, meaning, Afilu Kebenazai. This is even going like Benazai himself. So it would be Manu Om Lechachomi. Who are the Om Lechachomi Shidus Benazai? Vayesh Muta Askopa Mitzasa Bifnim. This way about where he was standing on the threshold, partially inside, upila chutz in his mouth outside, upashad yod and extended his hand, v'notlav achla, and he took the burger and ate it. Shank on hiluch. There's no walking. Could be rashdi leel, like I explained previously, but then the case, or Rabbi Yossi. Inami. So in other words, what we're talking about here, according to the first approach in the Korban Eidah, is where the Pigol Noser Tame burger, whatever this or burger, is outside. And then he's standing on the threshold. And he brings it inside, but without moving at all. Okay, so in that case, Ibn Benazai agrees that the prohibition is not because of Mahalik or Imedami, the prohibition is because of Yinua. Okay, there's no movement on his part at all. So therefore, what defines a prohibition is the same, both according to Benazai and according to Rabbanan. It has to do, you need an actual hanacha. Okay, when there's movement, so the standing, even of each step in a continuous flow, is considered to be hanacha. The way you're stationary, they need a bona fide hanacha, meaning the full swallowing, in order to be chayef. Okay? Lishtachrina says the Korban Nisar, or Inami says the Korban Eidah. Sover Rabbi Chanina holds the Oda Amrulo, Ein Amin Hashem. That which they said, it's not part of the Chiyumi which we want to discuss. Hainushein Chatazu Mishum Achilo Mishum Otsor. It's much more Baobatish than that. It means that they didn't mean to say that it has nothing to do with that it's right? That there's a qualitative difference in how the hanocha is performed, which would lead us to the difficulty of, well, there's no qualitative difference because Malach is always considered to be as if it's Munach, because he holds that both the Naz and Chachom agree with that. What they meant is a much more Baal Batish Chilach. They meant that on the Achila, which is Yoyegedeya, you're Chayiv even if you're walking. Right? Because it has nothing to do with any kind of Anocha. Whereas by the guy who wears the Chiyuv Shabbos, that's already an Orachaim thing. That Orachaim thing is special parameters. Special parameters of that have to do with Hanocha. So it's not even to treat whether Mahalach is Kohemed or only Hanocha is Kohemed, but rather what they meant to distinguish is between Mahalach, meaning the act of eating and walking, as opposed to the act of Hotzah. Okay? Is that clear? Relatively clear? Not at all? The Korban is second answer. Where is the Korban explained second answer? It's when the rabbis responded to was this right mayor said zemach zeminich. They didn't mean to say that this one's chayv if you do a hanocha b'teiras halich, and this one's chayv even if you do hanocha b'teiras hanocha. No, the teira of hayachayv and hanocha is the same regardless. What they meant was Zechai Zemach means even if there is no Hanocha, not of Halocha, not of Hanocha, not of any Shabbos parameter. The parameters of your day are distinct from the parameters of Shabbos. That's what he meant to say. All right? That's all. There's still no.
They're making a difference between Hanocha while you're walking and standing on the Askufa.
That's the first answer. That's the first approach to Korban Eidah. First approach to Korban Eidah is the difference between walking and standing still and moving your head or whatever the case may be. Right? The second answer to Korban Eidah is that their distinction is between not walking and standing still vis-a-vis Shabbos, but between any type of prohibition of eating in your day, which can be transgressed in movement. When they met Mahalach, they didn't mean walking in the literal sense, they meant movement in the abstract sense. Even if there's no anoch at all, even if you're in a state of motion, it's still considered to be a chiv yoredeya. Whereas a rechaim requires some form of stoppage of motion. Whether Mahalach is koyim edami or not, you need some abstract form of stoppage of motion in order to be chayim. Still not good? I mean, it's an abstract conceptualization of Mahalach versus an abstract conceptualization of all right. But let's see. The proof that I'm awake tonight is that I can get through this, okay? Says it on further. I really shouldn't be awake. This face is so exhausting. But the excitement of learning Shabbos. Says it on further. Rabbi Chinen said, "Manu Amlo Ulechach." Oh, we just said. Rabbi Yochanan boy, five lines to the man. Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Toyam b'shusar Rabbi, you established this rabbi with Zorak, and you threw Bikine Mekolta, and you caught it yourself. So you flew a high fly. No, up. Boomerang. We said is a Shiloh. Never gets anywhere." But this you threw up and it traversed four amos, right? And then you caught on the other four amos away. What's halacha? Mau. Lamas Nisu asked in the Gemara, is in our Mishnah. Kol to Acher, kol to Kelev. If somebody else, not our Mishnah, Mishnah is later on. If somebody else catches, you threw something and somebody else catches it. Another person called to Kelev or a dog or Shanistar gets burned up in midair potter. You're exempt. And Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zira said the reason why that's true is because it's b'chaytiv kain. It's when a person grabs it out of its trajectory. Right? That's why you're put there, because lakam lechus machshavis. Your trajectory intended to land there, and instead somebody caught in midair, right? Sounds like it sounds like if you yourself caught it, and that was what you anticipated you would do, so you're chayiv. Because there's no difference whether it rests on the ground or rests in your hand somewhere further afield. So says Mora, Tamam Lomo Hu Chayev. Wait a minute, says Mora. Why there? Do we know for sure, in other words, where somebody else caught it? And it wasn't the Khatifa, right? Somebody else caught it in a normal fashion, you're chayiv. Yet here, Taman Huzar, Lamu Chayiv. why there we know for sure it's chayev, whereas here we have a suffix. Okay? There, we know for sure somebody else catches it. It's not a chatifa. Rather, it's just a catch, so you're a chayev. Why is that not the case, right? Says here we're mesupak. We don't know what the halacha is. Says my tamnu zark v'acher kiba, because there was something positive which occurred. He threw it and somebody else caught it. But here, who zark? Who kiba? He threw it and he got it. There's no activity occurring. No bona fide activity.
That was his intention to throw it and catch it. In this case, right? And it went
to 4 hours. Ask the Gemara. Utei pshita lei shu chayev. I know it says potter here. And all of the Farshim Gar is potter, but except the carbonate is not. I like the carbonate is shot the best. So let's learn it with the word chayef. Tape shita lishu chayef. Your question. Baby Farshim is chayef. You zorg me mean vohotzi bekolat bismol. If he threw with his right hand and called his left hand, shema ino chayef min adein de piv. Is it not chayev similar to your own mouth? Meaning, if you started chewing something in Rishusa Rabbim and swallowed in Rishusa Yochid, you're chayev. So too, it should be the same thing. You throw from your right hand, catch it with your left hand, it should be a chayev. What's the shayla? Parsha should be a chayev, right? It says, Marno, piv lav ka'acheru, his mouth. Isn't it like someone else? Meaning, the stomach is distinct from the mouth. Hacha, kas moloka acharu. Here, it's you think of your left hand is like something else. No, it's, if I understand correctly, when you swallow something, it goes into, so to speak, a different domain. It's not, you know,
it's going from outside your
physiologically. Right, physiologically it's going to another domain. But yeah, if it's going from right hand to your left hand, there's no qualitative difference.
They're both externals.
They're both externals, right. This is a good way of putting it. So therefore the Gemara says, at least it's not partial that you're chayav. You know, there's a half meaning to say, although we do agree with you that you're chayav, but there's a half meaning to say, if you put it to your mouth and you swallow it, so then there's a significant change which is occurring. But you go from your right hand to your left hand, there's no significant change which is occurring. Okay? That's what was happening. By the way, according to this, if you have, say, a Harlem Globetrotter or something like that, it's very long hands, right? As well as one of the very long hands. One of the very long arms. So anyway, okay. I thought that's who it was, but I didn't want to say. But, if you throw from one hand to another hand, you're chayev. So it comes out. Okay. Now, except if you go Avir Asura, you know, this whole Shiloh, Malam Asura is going to come down in a minute. But Lamais, it seems you're chayev. Okay, so that's the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Pshita le Rabbi Yochanan, Shazark b'Yemin, the Kol b'Smol Shulchayim." To the truth is, it's pashut. You know what? It really is pashut. If you throw with your right hand, catch your left hand, you're chayim. Matzricha, what is the shail? Matzricha, what is the shail b'Yem? B'Zayach b'Yemin, the Kol b'Smol, the Kol b'Yemin. Sorry, if he throws the right hand and catches with his right hand, in other words, he threw. Caught with the same hand from further afield. What's our law in that case?
Assuming he didn't move for hours. He was in place and he caught it.
No, I think that even if he did move 4 hours.
Even if he moved 4 hours and caught with the same hand.
Yeah, because ultimately the Akira knock in the same place. His hand. I think so. I think it's even in Mufaramas. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's the same thing.
I mean, theoretically, can you have a catch with yourself?
In the same hand. Yeah. The Shah here doesn't even move 4 amos. The Moshe says an interesting thing. I don't know if I understand him. But Nehusha says, if you yourself move four amos away, so you should be potter because it's like Shnaim Shasua. It's like two people who did it. Zayn Yochel, Zayn Yochel, right. No, since there wasn't somebody else there, so it's like two people. I don't know if I'd say that. I think it's Pasha. I think since you're starting the same place as finishing, even if you moved, so therefore it would be considered to be Potter. That's what I think. It's my impression. Okay, it says Gemara. Rabbanan the Ketzar and Rabbi Shemi B'Shem Rabbi Yachol said, they both said, Afilu Zorak B'min V'Kol B'Smol Tzichol E'Chayev. Even if you threw the right and go to the left hand, it's a shalbas of your chayiv. Because in Tamar Piv, maybe you'll say, well, what about your mouth? It should be similar to your mouth. Piv came and shalchol kacharu. No, like we said before, your mouth, once you consume it, it's substantially different. It's a different domain altogether. But here, yado kacharu, if you went from one hand to another hand, it's not some, it hasn't gone somewhere else. So therefore, perhaps your potter, even if it goes to your right hand to your left hand. Rabbi Mona asked, according to opinion which holds you are chayiv, you go for your right hand to your left hand. Me'ata, if that's the case, hotzi kugres b'shtei yodov. It's a fascinating question. You take out a kugres with both hands. Yei potter. Should be potter. Why? B'shem shnayim shosu malocha achas. Two people did the malocha. If going from right hand to left hand is chayiv, that means that right hand is Reuven, and left hand is Shimon. So therefore, if you clasp something with both hands, Zeyochel v'Zeyochel, it should be Potter. It's a brilliant question, right? That's to put it mildly, right? Okay.
Very creative.
Yes. So it says more, no. Amar lei Rabbi Chia bar Alta Ado v'doi basosa. This is considered to be basosa. He as a person, in other words, we don't get. He's not a schizophrenic. His right hand is not Reuven. His left hand is not Shimon. He doesn't speak. Have to speak to each other unless he's a puppeteer. But therefore he's chaya because it's considered to be basosa. He did one malach on his as an individual. Did we not learn like that? A person, one person did a malach is chayev. Shtaim or shlosha shosu, if two or three people did it, potter the answer. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yonatan said, "Oh, hey, we should survive. The same time we're staying, we should survive." The kolak gishami me'avrim mechitzos, and he caught rainwater from within walls, voti and took it out. Schayev. Rabbi Bun Baruchia b'shem Rabbi Zira said, "Bechoytif came. That's only if he grabs it. In other words, water is coming down, drops of water, and he grabs them as they're coming down and puts them in his hand." Okay, I don't even know if he has to put it in his other hand, but he has to grab at them. Kokolat, but if he just stands there with his hand outstretched, he's potter. Then even if he takes out Shusarabi from within the walls, he's potter. Ask more, why? Mabi Noslo Acher, Mabi Noslo Shamayim. What's if somebody else gave it to him, meaning his own hand, right? Or Shammai gave it to him, or he got it from the heavens. What's the difference? The chor is no difference, and therefore should be chayiv no matter what, or potter no matter what. And Mar doesn't give an answer to that. But thus says Mar, this much is true. Asik Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan is going like Rebbe. The Rebbe avar avir mechitzas kima masha. Rebbe says the airspace between walls is like mamashos. Now this Rushami holds clearly that Rebbe's statement in the Bavli, a basic command of Malya Damya, that a house is like it's a solid block, applies even to Avir Mechitzos. even to the walls, which don't have a roof on them. So Rashi in Shabbos seems to hold it specifically applies to house because it says because it's dark and dank in there. So therefore, it's like the airspace is considered solid because it's very nature. But here, it's even if it's open aired. So Rabbi Yochanan still holds if you take from between the airspace over an open walled Rishus HaYochid and take catch rainwater there, at least grab the rainwater and then to carry it out, then you're fine. Says the Gemara, Hay Omi Bifnim. The person was standing inside Yodam Leipeus, his hands was within the walls, and his hands extended, and his hand was full of fruit. Pshuta Lachut. And he then extended his hands outside the walls, into Rishus HaRabim. The Kidei Shalav HaYoyim, and now it became Shabbos. We had this case also in the Bavli, also became Sechta Shabbos. So he was standing there, Erev Shabbos, he stuck fruit in Rishus HaYoyim, he stuck fruit into Rishus HaRabim. Right, and now it's Shabbos. Says the Gemara, also Lach Zira, Kish Lav Yom became Shabbos. He's got to stand like that for the entire Shabbos. Remember that too? He's got to stand like that for the entire Shabbos. Tough, right? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yachob, B'Shem Rabbi Bo, said, command Amar Os, like this opinion that holds, that also Ishtamish Rabbi Yachob, one is not allowed to use the airspace of 10 Tvachim. Now, the Ritbah says very, the Ritbah explains this very well. This is a very big Kiddush. What do we say normally above 10 Tvachim? Welcome to her. Says Yushami, Nah! This is going like the opinion that it's also to use even the airspace above 10 Tvachim. That the airspace above 10 Tvachim is still Rishus HaRabim. Right? East Tani, Tani Mutter. However, there is an opinion which holds that you're allowed to bring your hand back in. What does it mean? Have a boy in Mema, they wanted to say, really, the opinion which holds allowed to take it back a bit. Probably about when there's another bride that says you're allowed to take her hand back in. Okay? So they wanted to say, what's the difference between the two brides? Mandamar Mutter, Bishesham Rocha Arba, he says it's allowed you to do so. It's where there's. Where your hand is resting on some platform which has four tvachim. Let's stop. No, it's still going. Might click, but it's still going. The man that holds its mutter, it's talking about where you had the airspace above 10 tvachim, but your hand was stopping, so it's just more 4x4 tvachim. Which is 4x4 tvachim, excuse me. Not more. Okay? No, it couldn't be 4x4 tvachim. It had to be low 10 tvachim. Because there would be Shasra Yachid otherwise. It's below 10 Tfachim, but it's saying 4x4. So therefore, your hand is extended onto a Carmelis. Right? You're on Rishus HaYochid. On either side of this Carmelis is Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, we'll let you bring your hand back in order to prevent you transgressing the Isser of putting something inadvertently into Rishus HaRabim. Mandamar also, he says, it's also to bring your hand back in, b'she'en shem rochav arba, is where you're not on a karmelis, because it's not 4x4. It's not 4x4, and obviously it's not a makom p'tur either. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know exactly what it is. It's Shus HaRabim. I don't know why it's not a makom p'tur, but in some scenario in which it's either karmelis or makom p'tur. So therefore your hand is now in Shus HaRabim, even in the airspace above 10 Tfachim, because Yushami is saying even in the airspace above 10 Tfachim is Shus HaRabim. So therefore, on the contrary, then you're stuck. You gotta hold it out there all of Shabbos. Because now if I let you take it back in, that is specifically the Isser. Right? Because you're gonna be taking it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So then in that scenario you're stuck, you have to leave your hand there all of Shabbos. When you're at the Carmelis, we're afraid you're gonna drop Rishus HaRabim, you can bring your hand back. Ram Rishus HaRabim, where then we say you're gonna bring it back, that's besides the Isser. Stay like that all of Shabbos. Okay? So that's the Gemara there. Mikadun. What was the result of this sugya? So says the Yushami, we fooled you. The Maisa, we also like the Bavli. Madamar Osir, he would say it's Osir to bring your hand back is Lamata Miasur. Is your hand is below 10 Fachim. Because then it's Rishus Arabim. Madamar Mutar, he holds you allowed to bring your hand back in, it's Lamala Miasur. So your hand is above 10 Fachim, because it's above 10 Fachim already is in Rishus Arabim. At best it's a Karmelis, it probably is a Mokum Tour. So therefore, it really fooled you. We also like the Bavli as well. Surprise, surprise. Honey Chai Babais Walter. As you show me further, the only Chayim the Baal Bais exempt. Right, Rabbi Shem Shmuel, Rabbi Shem Shmuel, what scenario are we talking about? It sounds like the only Chayim, right, he's saying Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Got a problem here. We should take Yodah Shulani B'soch HaSorah L'Karka. First of all, the only has Chayim B'yus Entvachim in the ground. Why is that? Because otherwise he's not in Rosh Hashanah. Welcome to her, right? Amr Rabbi Zira said also Barachim in a Kaisel Arba. He's got to be more than 4 amos away from the wall. Because what happens if he's within 4 amos of the wall? It's a Carmelis, right? Avalim Reina Rachim in a Kaisel Arba, Carmelis. Now that's a major problem. Because then our mission can never, the Reed Boss explains, our mission can never be going like Benazai then. Like Benazai doesn't work. So you think about it for a minute. Because like Benazai, you're never going to have, obviously a guy doesn't have a forearm, a long arm, right? So how does he get to the, yes, he walks there. But the moment he walks within 4 amos of the wall, he's making that Carmelis. So our mission could be going like Benazai. Good question, right? Okay? Question the Bavli doesn't never even dreamt of. So says the Gemara, you know, like the conventional understanding that the Yerushalmi was written, the Bavli had the Yerushalmi. So I guess the Bavli just rejected this whole sugi out of hand. So this is you know, not something we have to deal with because it's certainly not true. That's right. And maybe they didn't like Rabbi Zira because he was the one who went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, right? Remember, he's the one who fasted the 40 fasts. There we go. We learned the chutzlars. Okay, it says, So I believe Hashem Hashem Karsina said, no, be sure you point about Fuchs the Platio. I'll give you a case where he can even be within 4 amos of the wall, where his face is facing the Rosh Hashanah. Abel ima yupan of abugus a koitzel karmusu. When is it a karmus only if it's facing the wall? If it's facing away from the wall, so then you can even be right up against the wall. So it's now in our Mishnah can be worked according to Benazai when he stands like this, right next to the wall, and he sticks his hand backwards into the house. Okay? So that's what's going to work even according to Benazai. Alright? Says Mara, Chiz the Shem Rav Ashi said, Chiz the Shem Ashi. So it's going to be Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi was later. Chiz the Shem Ashi said, Kona notes Bishus Rabbi. You have a stick which is in Rosh Hashanah, Govasar, which stands for him high. Hamishtamish to Tokum Rosh Hashanah, Tokuchai. Even the stick, which is not 4x4, is considered Rosh Hashanah. Rav said no. Stick not, this we pass on like Rav. Tarkus, I guess, a kind of basket or something. Some kind of container. Which is 10 tefachim high, and roich of arbor, which is 4x4 tefachim wide. Hamish tamish tov shusharim shusharim tov chay. You same from shusharim and into shusharim chay because he holds that the dimensions of shayochid are like we hold 10 tefachim by 4x4. Tiny Rabbi Yosha taught us megura shiyamenish shusharim. You have a basket. Which stands to the rabbi, Menorah, she'll manage to survive, she stands to survive in Gavasara, which is 10 fucking high, Upircha Arba, it's foliage, meaning it's extensions, right, are 4. So it has a top, which is 4x4. Imagine a street lamp. Right? It's 10 fucking high. And the top, it gets wide enough to be 4x4. All right? So, I'm Ishtamish to Shusrai, Mishusrai Teicha, Minoich, Chayev. So I'm using Shusrai onto it, or from Minot to Shusrai Rabim, so it's Chayev. So it says the Gemara, Amrai Mona Losof Dover Minor, Mona said it's not just a Minor. And if you look at it, Mishusrai, I mean, I stick, Gavoa Saratvah, it says Fahim High, but Tavla in the Sunna Barosh, and you have a tablet on top of it, which is 4x4. I'm Ishtamish to Shusrai, so I use it from Shusrai to it, Shusrai to Shusrai to it, Chayev, you're Chayev. I don't know anything which extends above 10 volumes in another Rishus. So we use Bavli and Sukkah. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon Logi said, how do I know this? Because it says, when the Ati Lachosham, the Bait Chami Alka Pires, Asher Lorei Dusvena Kishnea Kruvim, God says, I'll speak to you from a top of the Kaporis, which is on the arm between the two Kruvim. Uksivin, it says, you saw that I spoke to you from the heavens. So Hashem speaks from the heavens, which is another Rishus. Shemaim, Shemaim, Hashem, Arts, Nasan, Liv, Neodom, right? So he's speaking from the heavens, different Rishus. Even it says, Madi Bushnemer Lam Shusarchez, just like the Debra over there by his Shusarchez of the Shemaim, after Bushnemer God, so the Shus, so too in the base of Mikdosh, the Debra is coming from Shusarchez, which is above the Aron, right? Varn Latesha Tvachimu, so says, well, that's fine, but there was the Aron only 9 Tvachimai. There is Rabbiani Omru, Kapuris Tefach, besides the side of the Aron, the Kapuris itself was the Tefachai. So it made 10 Tvachim altogether. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira Boy, Minan Kapur Shu Tefach, Haminil Kapur Shu Tefachai. Tan Rabbi Chanani Bar Shmuel, Kol Kim Shuma Mikdash, Dita Tar Minas Orko. All the Kedem Mitzvah Torah gave the length, the Rochvo and width, and the Shurkham also in the height. Chutzik HaPoris, except for the Kaporis. Shnos the Torah meet us orko baruch, but the Torah gives its width and its length, blow not in the shir komos, and the Torah does not give its height. So, tilmedenimikli, called the shir mikdosh, learn out the smallest kain based on mikdosh. What does it say? Vasislam is gerst tefach savi, tefach savi, shmeik for the table, the shulchan, a frame of a tefach around, ma kan tefach, av kan tefach. It was just like the table had a frame of a tefach, so too the kaporis was a tefach. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, let's learn for the crown, which is on top of the misgaris on the shulchan, which is a mashu, makan koshu of kan koshu. Says Gemara, my kadon, taka, so what comes out here? And lesbar yakov amar, Pnei, it says Pnei HaKaparis. And we learn out the same thing you have in the Bible, almost exactly. Vein Pnei Pochus Mi Tefach. The height of a face is not less than the Tefach. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Boy. Rabbi Yossi asked, now this is not in the Bible. I understand. How can you learn out from the Oren and the Kaparis? But Ilu Migdol Shu'aymei B'tol Chabayis. If you have a closet, or if you have a bima standing in a house, kivoya kama, which is several tefachim high, shemein amutu lishtamish mitoch labayis, I now to put something from the rest of the house onto the bima in a bayis tochel from the house, from it onto the rest of the house, or from the rest of the house onto it. Is this a separate rishus? No! But are you allowed to carry from here to the table to there? All right. You're in the building, right? So is the Aron. So I can learn from the Aron. That's his question. It was all inside the Mishkan.
Yeah, but the voice was coming from a different Rishus. That's
it wasn't a different Rishus. It was all inside a building. Different Rishus, it had to be outside the building. Say, that can't be called Shemaim. It's inside a building. Says about a very strange answer. At least according to Kohen Meir, I didn't understand the plain motion interpretation of the answer. I understand the Kohen Meir is just fine strange. Says Mar. We're talking about even the time when Moshe was setting out the directions. The Gemara or Moshe, Aaron, the Kohen Meir brings out. I don't know if it's a medrash or he made it up. There's a nace. Whenever they came to rest and they put down the Aron, so if they would put in whatever direction, it would immediately, like a compass needle, snap to the east. Right? And at that point, Hashem would be prepared to speak to Moshe. Even before they put the rest of the Mishkan in place. So they would put down the arm first and then build the Mishkan around it. So before the Mishkan was built, when only the arm was in place, that's when it was a Rishus Acheres on top of the arm. Okay? Not later on. Okay, when the Aron was sitting there acting as a compass, telling them which way to build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? All this is good according to being chosen Amos 6 Fachim, of course. Then the Aron was an Amos and a half, which is 9 Fachim, plus one of the Kapuras. However, Baram Kumanu Arbamas Chamisha, what about being chosen Amos 5 Tvachim? The Amma, the base of Mikdash, five tvachim. The Amma Shabinian. Var lav shiva tvachim mechtsu. This is the Aron, then 7.5 tvachim. So are we going to learn out from the Aron? Anyway, says my Rabbi Yahu, Baracha, Amar, the Bey Raser, base Rabbi Yahu, Bey Roshim, and Yar Yotzarek. It's my Chlokas, ask Rabbi Yahu, Roshim, and Yotzarek. Chad yells me Aron, one of them learns from the Aron, because I guess he holds the Amma 6 tvachim. Charona yells me, Lehmin, Agos, he all learns for the wagons of the Levim use. Bistad, base Rabbi Yahu, yells me, Lehmin, Aron. What? 10 tefachim. We're getting there. So it says, I'm stabbed by the base Rabbiana, Yalfina, Laminar. Makes sense to say the house of Rabbiana, learn up from the Aron. Why the base Rabbiana? I mean, the Kapor Sur, the house of Rabbiana is the one who taught it to the Kapor Sur, the Tefach. But Rabbi Shimon Yotz, he'll talk, hopefully, now goes, he learns from the Aron goes. Rabbi Zira, boy, Minai, look, La Gosh, and Gvos, La Sura. So it says, Rabbi Zira, wait a minute. How do we know the ghost of 10 tefachim high? Rabbi Yehi said, I feel Tamar Gavah, so I even know that they're 10 tefachim high. Well, Tani, Rabbi Nechemid, tell the teachers, Tzav, Kamin, Kamars, Tzav. They're called Eglos Tzav, turtle wagons. That's what they're called, Eglos Tzav, turtle wagons. What does it mean they were turtle wagons? That they were really Conestoga wagons. Kamin, Kamars, Tzav. Oh, you know what a Conestoga wagon is? The ones which they conquered the West, right? The ones which had kind of stops, right? So they had, they had roofs. So Mistama, they're 10 fucking with the roof, right? When they were closed. So Ilu Chorp, for this we can learn, Ilu Chorp is the surrounding Gavoa, Sar, Vroch of Arba. For this we can learn, so Mistama with the, we learn for this, if you have a hole in Rishus HaRabim, which is the fourth vachim, by tenth vachim by fourth vachim. Shem ain't also lishtamish the total lishus raim lishus raim and socho. So I understand. Can learn out that they took the beams in and out of the wagon through the holes in the side, so they're not allowed to take from rishus yachid, which is like a house, into a rishus rabbi through a window. El b'shoreshu machine has a crushing mizula zoo, but lemaisa when they used to take the crushing from one to another. The wagons were open. At that point, the wagons were not 10 tefachim high. So how do we know that 10 tefachim makes a separate rishus? When they were closed, if they were to take out the krashim then, understand. See, Sarabim is 10 tefachim, right? But even then, you'd still only see that if you're not allowed to take from inside of rishus ha-yachid, because there's a covered rishus ha-yachid, into rishus ha-rabim. But Lemaisa, when the wagons were open, they weren't 10 tefachim high. So how do we know you're not allowed to take from a platform which is 10 tefachim high to a Rishus HaYachid, to a Rishus HaRabim? Yeah. It was less than 10 tefachim though. Right. The wagon with the platform was less than 10. The platform was low off the ground. With it was 10 tefachim high. When the platform was open, it wasn't Rishus HaYachid anymore. So we don't know. learn after our goals, we don't know the share of Asar HaTvachim. So we're stuck. We'll end with the question. Lumber Shine immediately. Okay, we'll stop here.
What's your schedule this week? You got Wednesday
night? We're on tomorrow night. We're on Thursday night. We're off Wednesday night. We're going in.